You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. And Mark, nobody's been busier early in the offseason than the Atlanta Braves. Already have made some moves, and obviously already plenty of rumors about moves they still may make. We'll get into that a little bit and what they could do. I want to start, though, with what they've already done, and that's sign a couple of starting pitchers nearing the end of their careers, but guys that the Braves hope can still be effective, and two guys that you would think at the minimum are going to give them plenty of innings, which could be really valuable for this young team. So let's start there. R.A. Dickey, Bartolo Colon, they come to Atlanta. Colon is interesting because he's a guy who has been with the Mets, has been in the division, and it seems like he's a guy that just wanted to keep starting and not go into a situation where he was pitching in somebody's bullpen.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we started, when I first heard Bartolo's name, probably early October, it's probably before the wild card game, because I remember being there for the wild card game, just kind of asking around about Bartolo. What do you guys think? Do you think he would leave New York? You know, he lives in Jersey. He had, grown quite comfortable with the Mets. But the fact of the matter is, we don't know exactly what kind of opportunity he's going to have there to pitch in that within that rotation again next year with the emergence of, you know, some of their young guys that, you know, he just made what the guarantee to, or not, no guarantees to be in any rotation, but there was much more of an opportunity for him to come to Atlanta and chase that record that he would like to get the 11 more wins to have the most wins of any Dominican-born pitcher. I think that's very important to him, as was the long relationship he's had with John Hart. John Hart was there the day that Bartolo signed his first professional contract in the Dominican back in 1993. Here we are almost 25 years later, and these two guys are being reunited. And, I talked to John Hart here earlier, and he said, you know, it's not just about the relationship we've had. It's not just about that record. But he said that Bartolo likes a lot about where the direction this club's going. You know, he made a point to say he really likes the way Dansby Swanson plays, and you know, any pitcher, that's obviously important to have that kind of defense that Dansby provides. Also, you know, staying strong up the middle. You look at what endurance Arte provides coming off a Gold Glove season. So I think that Bartolo found that, there was a lot to like here in Atlanta, and he and R.A. Dickey both did exactly what the Braves wanted, was in that it's just a short-term bridge. 1 year deals that will not block the prospects that will be coming to Atlanta within the next couple of years.
Colon had a great season in 2016. Dickey, not as solid. Is there a belief, though, that there's still enough in the tank there with R.A. and the fact that he does throw the knuckleball?
Yeah, and I think they looked at August. You know, August, Dickey, I believe he made 5 starts. 4 of those were pretty good starts. They got to September. You have to question, well, if he was that good, then why didn't they give him more than 2 starts in September? I get that. Look, he's not the guy that won the Cy Young Award a few years ago. But at the same time, he is somebody that, you know, I know that the 200 innings has been thrown around a lot. He doesn't have to come in here and throw 200. But if he comes in, throws 180, proves to be serviceable on the mound and provides that positive influence that he always has to young pitchers, that then, you know, the Braves are definitely going to get their money's worth out of that contract. And the same goes with Colon. I mean, I've heard so many good things from former teammates, pitchers and position players alike, who just say, you know, this is a guy who just makes your clubhouse better. And, as you said, you know, Colon's coming off a pretty good year, no matter what age you are, and obviously at 43, he still has that ability to spot that two-seamer. He's maybe back 10, 15 years ago, he doesn't have that below that he has, but this is a guy that's just always known how to pitch, and he can teach some of these kids who still have that ability to, that luxury of having below that, hey, look, that's not your primary weapon. You have to learn how to command, You know, that just makes your velocity that much better. It's not the velocity that makes you better. That's just an extra benefit once you are able to gain consistent command.
So Dickey and Cologne, two guys to help the team in 2017 and help some of those young guys, like you said, and help when probably some of those young guys are going to have innings limits and things like that. Now, the rumors that are swirling around this Braves team go beyond 2017. When you talk about names like Chris Sale, Chris Archer, Sonny Gray, these are guys that would be a focal point for this team as they hope to get back to contention and would be at the top of that rotation for what I would think the Braves would hope to be their return to the postseason at some point. How likely is it that this team could pull off one of these, a big trade for one of these big pitchers?
I'd say, here's what I would say to that. Is it your likelihood? I don't even want to put it at 50%, but at the same time, I'm not going to say it's an impossibility. Yeah, you know, you look, they've done their due diligence with all of these guys, with Sonny Gray, Chris Sale, Chris Archer. Those are your primary names. Obviously, you have to ask if the White Sox are also willing to trade Quintana. And then, you know, you do your due diligence. The fact of the matter is this. They are very reluctant to move their prospects. But if you have the chance to get a guy like Chris Sale, you know, you definitely jump at that opportunity, especially when you can control him for 3 years at basically the same amount that you're going to pay, the same salary you're going to pay Bartolo Colon this year. You know, long before Charlie Morton signed his two-year $14 million deal this week, we knew how expensive pitching is. But that provides that reminder that, you know, not only, you know, if you can go and get a guy like Chris Sale, not only are you getting possibly the guy you put in top, one of the top five pitchers in the game, but you'd also be getting him at quite economically. So, you know, at the same time, when you say that, you have to remember the White Sox have to ask themselves, you know, do we really want to get rid of this guy? Because they do have the pieces to win. So it's not like I truly believe the White Sox when they say that there are not hard feelings from last year. Some of the incidents that happened with him being disgruntled with management, I think that they realize that, you know, they have an important decision to make. Now, if they end up trading one of these guys, I think they have to trade them all and begin a full rebuild. But at the same time, they're the ones with the leverage because they do not have to move a Chris Sale right now. And the same with the A's and A's with Gray, and the same with the Rays with Archer. So they're all in good position because this is a weak free agent market in terms of pitching. So they all saw what the Braves did with. And what was Shelby Miller last year? And, you know, you got to, you know, I mean, it's easy to understand why they at least want to go and see what they can get for their own guys.
I'm sure the Shelby Miller trade comes up in conversations among these teams when they're talking about these kind of trades, Mark, as well. One hole that we talked about even middle of last year was the catcher spot for this Braves team and what would happen. And there's obviously been talk along the way about Brian McCann coming back from New York, obviously being a longtime Brave and a fan favorite. That seems kind of unlikely. But now you hear maybe Jason Castro's name. He's a free agent out there. There's a few other guys. Wilson Ramos with the injury, maybe not a good fit. Where are the Braves looking as far as adding a catcher? And do they feel like they have to add a catcher?
I think here's how, you know, they said it best last week when they said that pitching is a need, catching is a want. So, it, you know, while there's a chance that they add a catcher, that they do not view that as a necessity. They could go into next year with Tyler Flowers and Anthony Recker as their catchers. You know, I think that they want to, you know, exhaust any possibility of adding to this rotation. You know, you can evaluate both situations concurrently, but I don't think that their focus is on catching right now. I think that, you know, for the right deal, if something could be done with Castro, yeah, maybe they could do something before the winter meetings. But this may be a conversation we're having in D.C. in a couple of weeks. When those meetings begin, you know, will they go get a catcher? Just because they don't necessarily see that they absolutely need one, with the catching market being relatively it's an interesting one just because you've got Matt Weider sitting there. The Braves have never shown any interest in him. As you said, Wilson Ramos, the Braves definitely would have been interested in him, but it had he not suffered the ACL tear during the last week. Now he's a guy that, you know, I don't see it happening. I mean, I'll throw this number out here. I don't see them signing him for more than 1 year, $5 to $7 million. He's going to get more than that. So now you're down to the Castros, and there's a lot of teams that are interested in Jason Castro for the Braves. He's a good fit because he would be, you know, left-handed hitting complement for two Tyler Flowers, two highly cerebral guys that handle the pitching staff really well. And, you could try to take advantage of their strengths by platooning them, using that left-right platoon there.
All right, one more question for you, Mark, and that is, you mentioned the winter meetings, and obviously the Braves have already checked off a lot of boxes on their shopping list for the offseason. But when you think about going into Washington, D.C. in the winter meetings in early December, and going into a winter meetings in general with Hart and Coppolello, what is their normal approach from the last couple of years that you've seen entering the winter meetings?
Well, I mean, it is very aggressive. It's certainly the part of the rebuilding phase that they're in has changed significantly from 2 years ago. We started to see them transition a little bit last year during the winter meetings with the Shelby Miller trade that landed them in Ciarte and Dansby Swanson, Aaron Blair. You started to see, hey, look, this is not a team that's just unloading now. You know, not only now they're moving pieces and brightening their future from a more immediate standpoint. So I think that, this year, John Coppolella, he goes a mile a minute, 365 days a year. So, and the good thing is John Hart is that guy that is there to kind of harness some of that aggression. So I do expect that, leading up to the winter meetings and during the winter meetings, we'll be talking a lot about the Braves, especially if the Sales, Archers, and Grays of this world are still available, because, they'll exhaust any and every, ounce of effort to try to get somebody just to improve. This is, you can look and say, they went and got all these young pitchers. What are they doing with the Matt Whistlers and Aaron Blair? These guys are going to pitch. Guys will get hurt in the rotation. Plus, going out and adding pieces, it never hurts to add to your depth, nor does it hurt to provide some motivation to these young guys that, hey, look, nothing's guaranteed. You're going to have to fight for a spot at the big league level or go back down there to AAA and continue your development until we have a spot for you. So, I think that if they had to go to spring training right now with this rotation, with the Dickey and Cologne, Folty, Teron, and then you determine whether you've got Whistler or Blair in your fifth spot, they'll be happy. But at the same time, I think what Coppy has shown is he does not leave any stone unturned. He says that a lot, and his actions certainly verify back up that statement.
Great stuff, Mark. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.